AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communication and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. We're going to give you a great big hand clap right there because we always appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course, our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me privately, directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. B as in boy, igloo, zebra. Or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Well, welcome in. Happy National Small Business Week. I am so excited. Every year, May, when May comes around, we have the Small Business Week. And it is wonderful. I'm actually right now in the National Small Business Week Summit, virtual summit with the Small Business Administration, SBA. They're into their second day of the summit. You can register for free. Go out to sba.gov and get into the Small Business Virtual Summit. They've got some cool things going on here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the Virtual Summit. And hopefully, maybe we'll have a couple of callers from the Small Business Administration Summit that will, I actually put something out there. We'll see if they, these business owners, giving them an opportunity to be live around the world for free, for just call into the show. Just call in and you're going to get some free publicity and tell us how you like the SBA National Small Business Week Virtual Summit. So if you're out there and you are listening and you are participating in SBA's and SCORE's National Small Business Week Virtual Summit, call into the show this afternoon, 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And tell me how you like the summit. How do you like the virtual tools? This is an interesting tool. I've done virtual conferences before. And you know who does a really great virtual conference in terms of the virtual world is Joseph Business School out of Chicago. And so they also have they are also actually a small business development center, the Joseph Business School. And they do this really cool summit every year for business, this Joseph Business School Business Conference. And you can walk around the virtual world. It's really cool. You can walk around, you can bump into people. One year we were part of the vendor list, and so we could go check out we got a really huge vendor package, so we had a great banners and all of that. And so it was really cool, and you could walk behind the booth. So it's really getting creative and interesting on how we can network and communicate and build our businesses and use tools like that and go to virtual summits. And like I said, I'm actually on SBA's website. I'm part of the virtual summit. So they have the lobby and the auditorium and the exhibit hall. And so I'm actually in the exhibit hall. And so I'm going to make some comments about it soon. But check it out. And if you want to register for it, go out there. It's absolutely free. So, hey, I got some news for you. I thought this was great. I just saw this actually this morning. Governor Newsom makes a proclamation for small businesses, for Small Business Month. Governor Gavin Newsom today issued a proclamation declaring May 2023 as Small Business Month in the state of California. So I think that's all kinds of awesomeness. It is all month long, not just the 1 week National Small Business Week. And so here's some of the things. I'm just going to give you some of the highlights that we can talk about as I go along in this press release. I think it's fantastic. So this is what Governor Newsom had to say. California's economy is the envy of the world, thanks in large part to our more than 4.2 million small businesses, more than any other state. So if you are listening in and you're in the any other states, California is the ichi of small businesses. And let me just say this, small businesses are the backbone of the economy in the United States, in your communities, in your cities, wherever you're at. So if you're in Boston, if you're in Atlanta, if you're in San Antonio, shout out to San Antonio. If you, wherever you're at, your small businesses in those cities, in those counties, you are the backbone of making those communities great. You would be amazed at how small businesses, they're hiring, they're using contractors, they're getting it in. And we appreciate our big businesses and all of that. And so, but our small businesses don't usually get the love that we want to give them. So we're going to show you some love today on my show here on Business on the Edge. I'm Margaret Jackson. And if you're just tuning in, and we're talking about the small business, National Small Business Week, and Governor Newsom's Small Business Proclamation, declaring it the month, the Small Business Month, May 2023. So he goes on to say, small businesses and entrepreneurs accelerate economic growth and mobility in California, creating two-thirds of net new jobs, building wealth, innovating to solve global problems. I like that, innovating to solve global problems. Launching future growth industries, bringing diversity to our economy, and defining main streets across our local communities, which is true. Now that innovating to solve global problems, you know, there's a lot of that happening with small businesses. And the beauty of that is that the Small Business Administration has this program, or these programs, SBIR, if you want to know more about that, and you're in the STEM industry, if you're researching, if you have something that you're able to bring to the market. The United States wants to stay on the cutting edge of technology. They want to stay on the cutting edge of new products coming out. And so you can become part of, the programs really are grant programs. SBIR and STTR programs are really grant programs that, and it's a competitive process, so don't think you can just go out there and jump into a competitive process and win an SBIR and STTR grant. You can't. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of preparation for these programs, but they're grant programs. It's the American Seed Fund program. And you might say, well, Coach, what is the SBIR an STTR program? Well, first of all, they're for startups. The SBIR and STT programs fund a diverse portfolios of startups and small businesses across technologies, across different markets, to stimulate really that technological and innovation growth. So small business innovation research. And you've got, so they're looking, like I said, to stay on that cutting edge. And they actually encourage participation in the innovation and entrepreneurship by all people, including women, people of color, people with disabilities, entrepreneurs located in all 50 states. So it's not just a California thing. It is an opportunity to be selected, and again, it's competitive. If you want to learn more and you want support in taking your product or your startup to the next level, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, whatever state you're in, and we can certainly help you through that process of competing and hopefully getting awarded in these programs. And so you want to learn more about that. But I love that innovation and what our governor is saying about innovation and the startups of innovation in terms of small businesses. And it's and again, even though we're seeing a high volume of it in the state of California, you are not excluded in your specific areas, wherever you're at in the country, to be the star in your cities, counties, your states. So small business innovation research, small business technology transfer program, and then usually those programs are working with universities. So I think that that's fantastic that small businesses are solving global problems, and we're seeing a huge amount of small businesses in the state of California doing that. So anyway, he goes on to say California's small businesses account for over 99% of total businesses in the state and employ more than 7 million people. And it's actually, to be exact, Governor Newsom, and he knows, 99.8% of businesses in the state of California are small businesses. Employing 7 million people, that's a big deal. That's nearly half of the state's private sector workforce. How about that? So kudos, small businesses in California. And California small businesses are global leaders in innovation and economic competitiveness. And they embody the entrepreneurial spirit that drives the economic or the economy of the Golden State, says Governor Newsom. So this is really, really exciting news, California. And it goes on to say California leads the nation in business startups, growing 20% year over year from 2019 to 2020. Now, remember 2019, 2020, we are hitting the pandemic after that, right? 2019 to 2020, our businesses received more than 50% of the nation's venture capital resources, money. They produce more patents per capita and conduct more research and development than any other state in the union, any other state in the nation. Union. I'm going old school there. California is a center of manufacturing output in the United States with over 35,000 manufacturing firms that employ over 1.2 million Californians. Wow. So small businesses, give yourself a hand in the state of California, pat yourself on the back. You are really crushing it. Manufacturers, you're crushing it, especially with the pandemic, because the pandemic really, really just threw the supply chain in a huge flux, right? And we're still trying to come out of that. And so the California manufacturing firms have created new industries and supplied the world with manufactured goods spanning aerospace, computers, electronics, and mostly recently zero emission vehicles. When we come back, more about what Governor Newsom has said in his proclamation and a little bit of chatter about my thoughts on that. And just congratulations, small businesses out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Welcome into my show. I like that phrase, welcome in. I'm glad places went to that. Welcome in. Even if you don't, you feel welcome even if the person saying it doesn't feel like saying it, but I feel so special when they're saying welcome into wherever, Home Goods or Safeway or the mall or whatever store that you're going into. So welcome into the show. We're talking about the National Small Business Week. We're so excited about this week every year, and Governor Newsom has made it a bigger deal this year, so we appreciate his proclamation on making the Small Business Week in the state of California a month. He has proclaimed it to be the Small Business Month in the state of California. So Small Business, you've got all month to be extra fantastic. You have all month to showcase yourself. And so get those different events going, keep it going all month long. And so we decided we're gonna publish our magazine this month. This week, really this month, Small Business Month. So you can expect to see the Small Business Concierge magazine for 2023, the kickoff for 2023 in May, Small Business Month. Actually, we kicked off our Small Business Concierge magazine in 2018 during the Small Business Week with, at the time, it was a Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center. It is now Access SBDC. They asked me to come in and kick off their summit, their conference. I did that, and they wanted me to announce our Small Business Concierge digital magazine. We did. We had a huge splash in that. So we're excited that we are kicking off this year's magazine during Small Business Week, Small Business Month. And that's, it's, what has that been, 6 years? Wow, we are crushing it. And we have a small business digital catalog that you can directly sell to your customers, no additional cost. We don't take any fees. That sounds like a commercial, right? We don't take any fees in whatever, you know, when the commentator says everything really fast at the end. So we're not doing anything that. So whatever you earn, you earn. So that's cool. And if you don't have a direct kind of product, then they can connect with you like coaches, you want them to get on your calendar, or if you're doing hair care, and all of these other types of businesses that may not necessarily have a direct, you can buy right off of the website. You have to schedule something. So maybe to get your gutters done or whatever directly, you make all of that 100%. We don't want any of your profit. We don't want a percentage of anything. How about that? We'll talk about that maybe a little bit more in the show, but let's go on and talk about what Governor Newsom had to say. So for our economy in California to maintain global leadership, we must ensure that all Californians, no matter who they are or where they come from, can pursue their dreams to start, manage, and grow resilient businesses in the Golden State. Resilient businesses, because you never know what's going to happen. California continues to make historic investments to support diversity, equity, and inclusive economy with the AB Assembly Bill 2019 enacted in 2022 seeks innovative ways to increase diversity in state procurement and codifies a goal of 25% small businesses participation in procurement. I am a huge fan of procurement. I actually invited the California High Speed Rail Authority's chief, Katrina Blair, onto the show. So we're going to be scheduling, getting her on the show to talk about small business procurement. I'm excited about that. If you are a small business and you are not certified with the state of California Department of General Services to do business, do it. It is not a long process. Get your SAMS number, your unique entity identification number, do the things that you need to do. Get certified. The state of California actually does not, they have such a low number of, with all of the businesses, with all of the small businesses in the state of California, I just got done telling you, the state of California is 99.8% of small businesses. And a fraction of you guys are registered with the state small business certified. They buy almost anything, almost anything. I was working with a client a couple of weeks ago, and we were looking at past purchases. And so if you want to see the past purchases of the state of California, go out to DGS's website, Cal eProcure, and you can look up past purchases. And so we were looking at past purchases of them buying keys, right? And so the state of California is buying a lot of keys. And so whatever your industry is, now they're not going to buy things like marijuana. They're not going to buy things like alcohol, but they do buy goats. So they buy pretty much everything. So you want to look, don't count yourself out. Go ahead and get certified. Try to procure some contracts with them or be a subcontractor on a prime contract. It is worth it. It is worth it. Get the contracts. They've got a mandate of what they have to bring in terms of buying products and services from small businesses. They spend like $9 billion, literally. Seriously, it's about $9 billion state of California is spending on procurement. And a fraction of that, 25% of businesses, they want participation. So, and 30% as well as in the state of California overall. But that's, come on. You gotta do it. And disabled veteran business enterprises, you gotta do it. Go for it. And let me tell you, if you need help with that, I have experience in that. My business has experience in that. I've worked with the California Department of General Services, and we can help you get through that process. It's really kind of simple. So if you need information, email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz, and I will give you that information to help you get going, okay? I've got to go to a commercial break. You are listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge and AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. I'm going to quit saying welcome back. Welcome in to Business on the Edge here with Margaret Jackson. We are here in Silicon Valley Bay Area, iHeartRadio. Shout out to everyone out there that are listening to this show and this station and network around the nation, around the world, California, Bay Area, all of the love going out to you guys. Small businesses, Small Business Week. We are in Small Business, National Small Business Week. I am in my virtual summit with, live right now, I am in the virtual summit with the SBA SCORE National Small Business Week and talking a little bit about what Governor Gavin Newsom has done in his proclamation this week of making California May 2023 officially Small Business Month. Small Business Month. So we're kind of going through some of the things that he said in his proclamation, which I'm reading through, and we won't get through the whole thing. We're going to kind of wrap it up here, but you can certainly connect with it on, look up the press release online. You could go to the governor's website or Office of GoBiz, and I'm sure you're going to find some information about it there. So lastly, some of the things that he has said about the small businesses, our small businesses are constantly adapting to an evolving marketplace, integrating technology at higher rates than ever before, and developing innovative ways to connect with clients. This month, this is him kind of wrapping up, we recognize the tremendous success of our small businesses and their contributions to the California economy. We affirm our commitment to helping Californians or California's small businesses thrive. And above all, we commit to ensuring that the California dream can be a reality for everyone. Now, therefore, I, Gavin Newsom, governor of the state of California, do hereby proclaim May 2023, woohoo, as Small Business Month. That's all kinds of wonderful in witness. And then we have all of the information there. I have hereunto set my hand and caused the great seal of the state of California to be affixed this first day of May 2023. So, well, state of California, small businesses, you are officially Small Business Month every year, May 2023 and moving forward. So I think that's wonderful. I think that that's excellent. I am like a small, I'm a fan. Someone asked me, actually it was my producer here on the show today, do you watch basketball? I'm like, yes, I watch basketball. And we talked a little bit about that. But I'm a fan of small businesses. I'm a fan of small businesses being just fantastically successful. Working with my small businesses is just a treat and a treasure for those that really want to, what I like to say, if you want to get it in and you really want to do the work and see the success that you want to see, then I will run with you. I will put on my track shoes. I used to run track, and I will run with you. When you are a sluggish small business owner and entrepreneur, you are a frustration to me. I'm just being honest here. And I am not the one that should be working with you, because I am not going to chase you down to help you make your business great. You've got to want it. No one else can want that for you. No one else in the SBDC, you know, we say things like, you got to have skin in the game. And if you want everyone's skin in the game for your business to be great, then you probably shouldn't be a business owner, because that's not how it works. You've got to have, they have their skin so far in the game. You want to do whatever you can to be a huge support to them, because they're absolutely magnificent. So hang in there. I've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit more about National Small Business Week, SBA, and what we have going on, and what we have a new product. So I'm excited to share that with you. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Ooh, I love it. This is my favorite part of the show, because it's all things small business. I love my small businesses. You guys are awesome. You women in business, you power women out there, you keep crushing it and doing what you're doing. You belong in business. If you are discouraged today, let me just pump you up a little bit and says, we need you to not just survive, we need you to thrive, we need you to bring your A game. It gets tough sometimes, but you go and crush it on purpose. And so if you got the naysayers saying you can't do it, just go ahead and plug your ears and go do it anyway. Just tell them hide and watch. Just hide and watch. So we've got some new things going on here at Small Business Concierge. And just to give you a little story about Small Business Concierge, why am I doing what I do? Why would a radio personality do some of these things that they're doing and not just focusing on the being the radio personality and bringing great guests on and doing the things that I started the Small Business Concierge company in the middle of the pandemic. And at the time, I was the director of one of the largest SBDCs in the NorCal SBDC network in one of the largest counties. So it was one of the largest counties, SBDCs in Alameda County. And doing the radio, having my company Business on the Edge, which is now strictly all, really pretty much all things radio activities in it that we folded into the Small Business Concierge Corporation, C Corp. And when I was watching small businesses just get pummeled because of the COVID pandemic, going out of business and not having a way to pivot to an online presence. And I subscribe to that almost any business can have some form of online commerce. And it doesn't necessarily mean that someone is going to an e-commerce store on your website to buy a widget from you or buy something from you or buy, you know, I'm in the restaurant business. How can I sell my food online? I am so creative in the giftings that I believe that I have in my life, that I believe God has given me. So wherever your belief is, I don't have a dog in that fight. But for me, I believe that I have a creative gift that can help most businesses, small businesses, find a product, an MVP in their business that could be monetized to the rest of the world. So I don't really think about that. Well, your business can't really do that. I'm not that person. And I felt like I needed to develop something, open my doors to something that gave small businesses an opportunity to build, to grow, to have resources through our membership portal, to have access to a lot of, to our resource library, our business resource library, have access to mass media communication and advertising at affordable rates that you will not find anywhere. I dare you to find something better anywhere in the country. I'm just saying that has the weight that we carry, to have the weight that AM 1220 KDOW carries, our magazine subscription platform, and all of that. And saying, hey, we're going to help you if you work the system. It's one of these things. Our system is our model is designed not real different than, say, a fitness center, like a 24-hour fitness. And if you buy the membership, it only works if you go to the gym and actually put the effort in, that you're doing the weights, you're working out. And so we're kind of the business fitness gym for you. If you work it, it'll work for you. If you are sluggish and or sometimes you're just tired, and I get it. So I don't want to beat you up and say that all small businesses or a lot of small businesses are just lazy entrepreneurs. They're not. You can't be lazy as an entrepreneur. You gotta have the eye of the tiger. You gotta be able to take that bone and get every piece of meat that you can get off that bone. But you've gotta work it. You got to commit to working it, and it'll work for you. It'll develop your business acumen. It'll get you to information that you probably wouldn't have found any other way, or it would have taken you longer to find it. And so we're just taking resources and information and putting it in one place for you to get it. And is it comprehensive? Nothing's comprehensive. It's the web. I mean, you. But it is really a impressive tool. It is going to get you further than you could get on your own. So we got some cool stuff coming out. I got to get out of this segment, and I'll tell you a little bit more. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in to the bottom of the show. It just goes way too fast. I get all excited, and I'm into my spiel, and I'm into my show, and they're like, hey, you gotta go to a commercial break. And it's like going 150 miles an hour. You're on a racetrack. It says, oh, okay, here's a stop sign. It's like, you gotta crash. So we've got a lot going on. Small Business Concierge is a small business problem solver. And what that means is that you have a place that's thinking about what you're going through. You have a place that you can connect with, that you can garner information, ask questions, build, grow, get access to mass opportunities. And what does that mean? He says, well, I'm just localized. Well, it hits locally too. Mass media doesn't mean that it doesn't touch your local area. It absolutely does. You have to understand how to leverage that opportunity to make it impactful to your community. Our job, like I'm on KDOW radio, right? This is the platform I'm on. They're responsible for making sure that I'm on air. That's their job. That's kind of it. Once that's done, I have a responsibility to take that information and share it with my community and share it with my network and share it with in opportunities that I get. I'll be speaking at some different places in the next couple of months. I've got a lot of speaking and training to do. And guess what they're going to learn about? Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, tune into the show. You use those opportunities. And if you're not getting value out of your marketing, your advertising, I bet you anything, you're not doing anything with it once you place your advertising, your ads, and whatever you're doing. You're doing social media and you think that's, I'm doing TikTok and that's enough, or I'm doing Facebook. It's not. Word of mouth is not enough. You need mass and you need weight and you need platforms that carry that weight. KDOW carries that weight, so I'm here. We're the number one business and finance network. We're here. We're Wall Street affiliated and Bloomberg affiliated network. I'm here talking to small businesses. And those are the sort of things that you have to do when you have those opportunities. And Small Business Concierge gives you those opportunities and more. It is training you. It is teaching. You get coaching. You get videos. You get access to all kinds of research and resources that will help your business all over the country. This is not a California thing. This is a nationwide thing. And so we are building a state-by-state database of resources that can link you to opportunities in your area. So we're building that out. And so we have several states already done: Alabama, Boston, Nevada, Las Vegas. We're working on California. You'd think we'd start with California. It's so funny. But if you are interested in going deeper and building and growing your business, we have a couple of plans that are fantastic. Check them out. We do have a free member startup version. It doesn't give you everything, but it gives you a little test drive. And so you can get that. It's free forever. And so, but the other membership plan subscriptions, we have monthly subscriptions. They are the Small Business Grant Readiness. That is brand new. That really kicks off tomorrow. And the reason I'm doing that is that so many of my clients and so many small businesses says, I want a grant to help start my business, or I need a grant to get more equipment, or I need a grant for this. And they're not even grant ready. They barely have a business plan, no financial model, no business model canvas that intelligently talks about how you're going to be profitable for your business. And so I'm going to help you get grant ready, because I happen to be very good at writing grants. I have a very high success rate. And I do that type of work I have a sole prop that you guys don't know about because I don't talk about it on air, but I use it to bring in clients at my discretion to do really big grants. And they get a lot of money. And I'm going to help you do it, because if I help you do it, you're going to be able to bring resources and money into your organization and really understand how grants work and what you can and can't do. And RFPs and RFQs and RFIs and procurement. So we're going to help you with that. And so you get monthly grant readiness exclusive videos. You got to go out to our website and check it out under Small Business. Go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz and just click on the member plans and take a look. And then the business development growth plans, you just can't beat it. For $67 a month for these plans, you're getting a whole lot of resources for pennies on the dollar. And people keep asking me, company people, owners, and Margaret, you're giving so much away, because we win together. And if I make it available for you for pennies on the dollar, and you guys register and sign up, then, and you get these excellent opportunities, then I'm okay with that. It's kind of like the Costco of small business development. I've got an example for everything, right? It is your workout room for your small business, and we keep getting better and we keep adding opportunities, and we have partnerships like LivePlan. Come on, you know LivePlan. It's the number one business writing software on the planet. I have had Sabrina Parson on the show more than once, and we're going to bring her back. But it is a great tool for you to build your business plan and keep the subscription that they give you. We do have a special offer. We don't get anything from it. When you get a 30-day opportunity to write your plan. It could be a financial plan. It could be a business plan. It could be a marketing plan. And you get that for free for 30 days. And then they give us a special offer you can't even get on the web. So you can keep going. You always should have something that is developing and refreshing your business plan. Don't do it and put it in a digital cabinet forever and think that it doesn't work for you that way. You got to use your plan. You got to keep it relevant. You got to do the things that I'm telling you to do. So go out to our website, check it out, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. This is Small Business, National Small Business Week. We're doing something special for you. Get connected, and we're going to be all kinds of good to you. Be great out there. You listen to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there.